Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Malthy, what is the state doing or threatening to do?
So the first step by California was suing Uber and Lyft in May for violating a new state law that classifies drivers as employees who deserve benefits such as health care and overtime pay instead of being treated as independent contractors. And the state has just escalated that legal fight by asking a court to push the two ride-hailing companies to immediately fall in line with the new law and grant their drivers employee status and benefits. So California, according to the state, it argues that, you know, treating drivers as contractors means more drivers are turning to state income support programs, burdening taxpayers instead of having the ride-share companies footing those costs.
How are Uber and Lyft responding to this?
So I think what's most interesting here is that this fight comes just as Uber and Lyft are grappling with revenue losses and layoffs in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. And along with DoorDash, Uber and Lyft have bankrolled an effort to place a countermeasure on California's November ballot that would actually roll back the new California law, and the companies have promised to offer drivers some new earnings and benefits guarantees. Now, that measure has just been certified to be placed on the November 3rd election ballot today. So what the companies are saying is that they want the voters and not the courts to decide. They say that the drivers want to stay on as independent contractors and have flexible work schedules.
How do the drivers feel about this? Now, we know there have been some protests against Uber and Lyft, but do we have any idea where most of the drivers stand when it comes to being employees versus independent contractors?
So a coalition of gig economy companies that are trying to roll back this worker classification law, they say that 75,000 drivers support this effort of theirs, but it's unclear where thousands of others stand. So moving forward, it'll be really interesting to see how this fight will play out, you know, in court, or whether California voters will have the final say.
And a final question for you. We know how the state feels, but when it comes to the mayors of the two biggest cities, San Francisco, also San Jose, Los Angeles, where do the mayors come in on this?
So the mayors are not involved in the legal dispute, but the city attorneys of Los Angeles and San Francisco, for instance, are involved in this. So, you know, city attorneys of California cities are definitely involved, and they're backing the state attorney general's effort to, you know, get these companies to quickly play by the rules and fall in line with their new worker classification law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.